is up? You are listening to a brand new episode of the Lunchbox Chats. I'm your host. I'm Laura. Esty's feeling a little under the weather this week, so she won't be joining me for this short intro, but it's okay because we have a pre-recorded episode for you with Mike and Kelly from Next Generation Training Center in Randolph, New Jersey. Mike was actually the first ever guest on the Lunchbox Chats podcast. And they have been so kind to have me and Essie both on their Next Gen Radio. And every time we go visit them, we have so much fun. And we were finally so excited to get both Mike and Kelly on the podcast. They share so much valuable information, and it's just such a good time. Take some notes. I know I definitely did. But for those of you who don't know about Next Generation Training Center, it's a fitness center and community of like-minded individuals, all striving to become the best version of themselves in and out of the gym. And their motto is fitness made fun. So without further ado, welcome Mike and Kelly to the Lunchbox Chats. Perfect. Welcome to the Lunchbox Chats, Mike and Kelly from Next Generation Training Center.
I am beyond excited to finally, guys, have you on.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Excited to be here. Thank you. Yeah.
So if you guys know, we've had Mike on our podcast. He was the first of the year, I think it was last year, giving us some like great fitness tips. And of course, we've been on your guys' podcast, and we are so excited to have you on. We have so many questions. First of all, Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I think, let me just clarify, I'm pretty sure I was the first guest ever on your show.
Yes.
I think it was 2 years ago,
you,
too.
You are right.
Yeah. He's correct.
And it was 2 years ago, because it was. I think it was during COVID or during lockdown. Yeah, so we did it through the app.
The Anchor app.
The Anchor app,
yeah. Because we couldn't meet each other in person.
Yes, you were our very first guest ever.
Wow.
Iconic.
What an honor.
It is.
I do feel honored.
How many podcasts did you do before you actually had a guest on?
At that time, it was like 20-something.
Yeah, okay. We were fairly new in the podcast game.
Yeah, and our sound quality was very poor.
It was awful.
Very poor.
But it was still good.
Yeah. Better than our first 20, so.
Really?
We had some bumps in the road. We finally figured it out.
Yeah. We had some
drinking.
Some drunken conversations that we thought were a good idea for podcasts, but
no.
You know, that's a great idea.
After listening to them when we were sober, it wasn't a good idea.
Did you
slur?
Did I what? Wait, well.
You go first.
Did you remove a couple of episodes?
No. Never removed any.
So we can't, because we're building to 100, so we can't take any out. Then we'd have to subtract.
Oh,
why? Okay. What do you think's missing?
No. I was wondering if it was that bad that you had to remove it.
Nah.
Oh, nah. We just left it.
We're an open book. Be my guest. Yeah. There
I feel like you need to tell us what number podcast those are, so we
probably
can go
like
back
early. 40.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know the exact numbers. It was a learning curve for us.
Really? Was it that bad?
It was fun.
I mean, we just, we had some drinks and we had our guests get drunk, and considering this is like a fitness health podcast, we kind of got drunk and talked politics, and it was not necessarily our niche.
It wasn't where we wanted to be in the space, but we had a great time doing it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And by drinking like heavy alcohol, beers, Nooners.
What's your drink of choice?
Oh, yeah, I guess it depends.
Oh my god.
Depends on what it was.
Bourbon was one of them.
Depends on the day.
Yeah.
Was it 10 a.m.? Or was it the after hours?
We did Friday night, so it was fun.
Yeah.
That's a good time.
It was kind of a different vibe.
I would love to join.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Maybe next time.
Maybe we'll bring that back.
Yeah. I love that idea.
Mm-hmm. The after hours.
As long as it's on your show, not ours.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fine.
Oh, we'd love to do a drunken pod. We've never done one.
We've drank in podcasts, but we weren't drunk.
Yes.
We've never been drunk.
We'd probably not record it.
We do a lot of video social media wasted.
Okay.
Yes, because we did the podcast pitch last year, and we needed a few shots to be on video and loosen up.
Yes. Yeah.
And the bloopers were everything, because it's just Essie, we couldn't use half of what we recorded.
Because you were too drunk?
Yes, because
it wasn't professional.
Because
at all.
We slurred a little because of what we were saying. We're no.
There was a lot of cursing going on. It was a lot of cursing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It
whatever.
Is what it is. Yeah. No, it is what
it
is.
Yeah. We had to cut one of the shows off early because our guest got too drunk.
Wow.
Shut up. I don't know which number it was, but if you go back and listen to it, you'll just hear interview just ends. Because she got up use the bathroom and she was
puking,
stumbling, and not feeling very well. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, she threw up a few times.
It's a good time here.
Yeah, she's a grown woman though. We didn't do it to her. She did it to herself.
I love that energy though.
Okay, I'm coming next gen after hours.
Listen, our cornhole tournament's coming up on March 4th. And there's a lot of drinking that goes on there.
Here.
I'm actually March really 4th. Good at cornhole.
You are?
Absolutely.
Gotta put a team
you
together.
You guys should be a podcast team. Or
do you not know this?
I'm
really good at cornhole.
Stop. I don't believe you for
absolutely.
One second.
Ask Thomas.
First of all, she's very, very like, how do I say that?
Watch your words. I don't know what she's going to say.
No, like, you're face. Very competitive. So
absolutely.
So, like, I can't picture you doing that.
But that's why I'm so good, because I'm competitive.
Remind me to show you our trophy before you leave.
Stop oh, my God. It. So how does that work? You're doing teams or?
Yeah, mm-hmm. You sign up with a team. It's a fundraiser, $50 a team. Yeah. And then you come in and we supply alcohol and fun and a cornhole brackets. And we just play all night long. And the inside of the gym looks like a backyard lit through all white lights. It's my like favorite fundraiser we've done yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's
been a second time.
I've heard
second
of
year.
This. I'm just never around. That's usually the weekend I'm in Florida.
Oh, well, don't be.
Essie, you're not going. We're coming here.
Bitch, you're coming to Florida with me.
Well, we can skip a day.
You'll go on the next day.
We'll yeah,
go
the
next week.
Just get the red eye flight.
Yeah, just
go from here, red eye, and go.
Oh, man.
We'll crawl to Florida.
I'll still send you an invite.
No, out. Thank you. Yeah, no, remind. Maybe I won't. Maybe. We never know. But
Florida
I
will be here for a while.
I remember this before. I don't. Yeah, I just was never in.
Oh, and then we're having like a wine and cheese party to raise money for a congenital heart defect. But Anthony's mom makes jewelry. Really neat jewelry. Have you ever heard of permanent necklaces?
Yes, it's like the new
thing. We had an entire podcast on it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can have it done here with wine and cheese and Anthony's mom on the
4th.
You're making that up?
February 4th and February 24th.
24th of February here. We're going to have nice like crudite and cheese and champagne and fun stuff. And she's going to do permanent jewelry.
Do you
what
have?
What is permanent jewelry? Never heard of
oh,
it before.
Oh, God. I can't. What? Okay.
All right. Well, what episode is it? I'll just go back
no,
and
no,
listen
no.
to that
Let
one.
Me give you my version of what I think it is.
All right.
So friendships, relationships, whatever ship you're in, situationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like I'll give you a bracelet
mm-hmm.
and it's on you forever.
Like it gets soldered, Mike. So you get, I like it this long. So she, instead of putting a clasp on, she solders the two little
like.
So you don't take it on and off.
Correct.
Ever.
No.
Ever.
Forever.
Ever.
Okay. I mean, you could.
You like, really
what
like
does that
person.
Symbolize for you? Can actually, I would love to ask you this question.
To me, it yeah. symbolizes like being in chains. It does.
Okay.
I don't know. You give me something permanent to
right?
wear around my neck or whatever. I feel like
I'm like
being owned by you.
Thank you, and that's why I don't fuck with that. I just, I'm not for it.
Do you have any permanent jewelry?
No, but I would just cut it off if I didn't want it on anymore.
But it's the symbolism behind it. That's
right.
Why you can't cut it off. So well, if your husband were to give this to you, say, as a birthday gift, Valentine's Day coming up?
Yeah, I would want it.
You're going to decline it?
Yeah. I don't want anything permanent like that on my
shoulder.
Especially
have
jewelry.
We had a whole conversation.
Yeah, I don't want anything
tattoos.
Permanent on me either.
What? this man is like covered from head to toe in tattoos. So you would decline if your husband wanted to get you like a bracelet?
Well, here's the deal. I would put it on and I would love it, but then I'd probably get to a point where I'm just not into it anymore and I would cut it off.
Yeah, I agree.
I guess, but I think.
And
just...
she and Anthony's mom was like, I can put a clasp on it for you.
Oh.
So, you know, you kind of have that, too.
Well, that
so then
the
that's
purpose.
Not
yeah,
permanent.
I'm not, yeah, it's not permanent then.
Well, yeah, you guys are taking this way deeper than I would. If
well,
I
that's because
the
it's like the new thing. And people on reality shows are doing, on dating, people who are dating are doing it. So it's like the step below an engagement ring, promise ring. Mm. It's like the thing.
It's a step below, but it's permanent.
Well, yeah, because you're not. So because
in case
every promise
MRI,
ring I've ever
I'm
given out, I've gotten back. So
see, that's how many?
You know?
Yeah. See, thank you. We've had
wait, you've gotten them back? They don't keep them?
No, I don't know. I guess I should say they.
Oh.
I don't.
I was like, wow.
Talk to them much anymore? But,
oh yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. If you can't keep a promise ring, like something
exactly.
permanent, that's permanent. Like
that's
yeah. on you.
That's why I don't. I'm not a fan. But I get. I mean, it's just control for me. That's where we talked about this. That's
yes.
where it goes for me.
So you guys
I mean,
aren't coming? That's what you're saying?
What?
No, we're
you're
gonna
not coming
come
to our party. Or
I
party?
Just don't
what
know.
What if I gave you, because I'm your cousin, so
right.
we're family for life. Does that have a different symbolism for you?
No.
Good
okay.
question.
I mean,
maybe coming from a man would be a little different, Esty.
Right.
So here's the thing, though.
And I'm not trying to like you know. Possess you. It's just like, Essie, I love you
no,
forever.
No, it's genuine. Right. I know coming from you, it's genuine. However,
I would never
sounds,
give you one, by
that
the
sounds
way.
Better, whatever you just did.
Yeah. Oh. No, mine sounds like crap. They were plugged in the wrong one, so I was raising, was supposed to be your mic before, but it was my mic that was going up.
But you give me one. I would receive it.
And you would wear it.
Well, yeah, that's a point.
Okay. I don't think I would. No offense.
No, let me finish. Okay. I would, now that I know that there's a class, I think I would do that.
Okay, you would do that. Yeah. So you would just accept a necklace from me.
I don't do necklaces.
The non-committal.
I don't do, the only thing I rock every single day are earrings and a bracelet. That is it.
Wow. So total tangent, since we're on this topic already. Mm-hmm. I was on Instagram the other day, and I think I sent it to you about the different types of attachment styles.
Mm, you did.
Mm. Do you guys know them?
Like emotional attachment styles?
Yeah. There's like anxious attachment, avoidant attachment, and then like secure attachment.
Okay.
So what you're explaining to me, like you're an avoidant attachment style. You're an island.
I'm an island. I'll take it.
Just saying.
Everyone goes to an island to have a good time, though.
That's right.
Let's not forget
point.
That.
Yes. Great point.
Let's not forget that. And what are you?
I'm an island, for sure.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
What would you think Mike is?
Island. Mm-hmm. Secure.
I'm secure.
Ooh.
I think so.
Will Kelly be able to come on our island?
Absolutely.
Do I have to get a permanent necklace if I do?
No permanent necklaces allowed.
Okay. not in our
not on our island. No.
But shoot me those dates and then we could
for sure.
I could advertise it on our end.
They'll be coming out and they'll be all over social media.
Yeah,
too,
we'll advertise it on our end for you guys.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah,
absolutely. We love it. So Happy New Year. Mm-hmm. You guys are amazing. Mm-hmm. So to give our listeners like a little background on Next Gen, kind of like what your culture is here, what you guys do, how you're different. Like just fill us in.
Kel, go for it.
I like to just say, very simple, we make fitness fun.
Oh, I love that.
We do. And, okay. We take any ability level, age, gender, whatever you want to be, and just come in and we make you have a good time and exercise, you know, to where you're feeling good about yourself. Some people can do 100 jumping jacks. Some people can't do any jumping jacks.
Mm-hmm.
And we make you, when you come in, you're going to feel secure with not being able to do any jumping jacks. And you're going to want to come back and you're going to have fun. And then next time you come back, you'll do 2 jumping jacks.
Right.
You know, things like that. So whatever your ability level is, we embrace you, we welcome you, and kind of go from there. Whatever you're looking for in your fitness journey, we can help get you there.
I love it. So it's like more tailorized to the individual here versus where like a mass gym, as I call it. It's just everybody.
Yeah, we have 5 people in a session.
Okay.
To 1 coach. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's very personalized and specific, and we can tailor anything to anyone. When you have 1 coach to 5 people, you can do that. When you're in a group of like 20 people, it's a little bit harder. SDU started off in our large group.
I did.
We had back in the day.
Very large.
And it's very different now from when you started, right?
Oh, completely. 360. I can remember how many people were in back then. Like in my group.
It could be anywhere from 1 person to 20 people.
Yeah, there was a lot. There was a lot of people.
I don't even think we had a max on
how
many people were in a session.
No.
So.
Oh, wow.
It was a lot.
It was a very different, we started off very differently when SD started with us.
Yeah, that's true.
You grew with us.
I did. I've been here 3 years? 4 years.
I think it's 4.
4.
Because we've been here 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
time flies.
The 360, but so tailored to everybody. Like, you're comfortable, you're having a good time, you're working your ass off. I mean, like I was just telling you guys before I came on air here, like, for the last 2 weeks, my ass has been handed to me by John. All good stuff. But I love the new programming. I love everything. Between him and Anthony, they're kicking my ass.
Awesome. Like, we're happy to hear that.
Yeah. It's,
but you're enjoying it, right?
Oh, my God.
Like,
enjoy
coming.
Oh, I do. That's why, you know,
laugh,
this 1 hour a day to my, I've said this here on your guys' podcast, on my podcast, like, it is my therapy session. And I thoroughly enjoy it very, very much.
Love it.
I love
it. Absolutely.
So there was a podcast episode right before the new year, and I thought it was perfect. So we start the new year, new goals, new resolutions. Everybody's in the gym making these like massive fitness lifestyle changes. But I love that you guys talked upon like realistic goals. Especially like me, I'm one of those like all or nothing type of person. Mm-hmm. And like I feel like a lot of people are like that. What would you tell someone who is kind of like that? Because I find on my fitness journey, when I start, I kind of get overwhelmed. I take on too much, and then I just stop.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of steps would you tell me to do, or somebody like me who's kind of this, like, all or nothing type person?
Well, that's a great question, because there are a ton of people like that, right? Like, and usually we see 2 different sides of the of the coin, right? We have people who have like zero motivation and we got to push them to like actually commit. And then there's people like you who are like gung ho. And then if something goes wrong, that's it, right? It's over.
Going to my island.
I think, yeah, go to the island. Which if Kelly is invited, then you're still going to definitely work out. Yeah. But I think the first thing that I would probably recommend somebody to do that is to just break their goals down to simple steps. Like regardless, let's say your goal is to lose 30 pounds, 40 pounds, 50 pounds, whatever. You're going all in. You know, break it down to small, attainable steps so that you're not going 100% out of the gate shooting for 40 pounds of weight loss. Like if you're going to do 40 and you want to, you know, lose 5 pounds a week or whatever, that will kind of keep you consistently instead of, you know, 1 week going super hard, trying to hit it all in 1 week and then burning out.
So kind of like micro goals.
Micro goals. Yeah. That's a good way to put it.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. No goals.
Yeah. I would say start slow. Mm-hmm. You know, start like everybody always wants to jump in. And it's funny because now I have a lot of the new year, new me people coming into the gym or questioning about the gym. A lot of conversations are going around that. And some people are just, I want to work out every day. And can I work out twice a day? And it's like, it doesn't have to be like that, you know? Yeah. And I kind of encourage them to slow down and just kind of take it all in, because those you tend to fall off a lot quicker when you jump in like that. So like I would start off with like, start off with a walk around the block, you know, do that for 1 week, do it every day for 1 week. And then you're going to feel good. You're going to be motivated. And then let's add something else onto that. Like maybe water. And then let's add on maybe, you know, and then kind of go from there, you know, and then put the gym in. But I think it's all starting very, very slow with small goals and rewarding yourself for
it. So. And I think the hardest part, I mean, for everybody is the mindset part of it. Yeah. Right. Understanding that it's the long game. It's not going to happen in a month, 6 months, 12 months, right? It's a long game if you're doing it for the right reasons. So if you're looking 10, 20 years out, you know, like, or lifetime, yeah, we say train for life, like we work out to continue to work out. So and like, that's the goal, is just to continue to work out as you age. You know, so if you look at that big picture, it makes that short-term, I guess, intensity where you have to go all in all, like, there'll be days where you need to scale back a little bit and take a day off. And, but as long as that's built into your big long-term picture, it's fine. Right. Mm. It's fine.
So the long game.
The long game.
Yeah. And what about like people like Essie, like she's obviously been working out for a while. How do you know when it's time to kind of take your workout up a notch?
Again, another great question. I think that's for a lot of people, that's a personal question. You know, like, you know, if you're giving it your all or not, right? You know, if you know, you're following your habits, if you're staying on track or not. So you know, like, sometimes it's just a feel thing, sometimes it's a mental thing, but a lot of times you ebb and flow. Like there's times in my year where I'm not, you know, really hitting many goals, and I'm just kind of staying, you know, on track and consistent but not trying to push. And and then there's times where, you know, I pick it up because I want to, or I have a goal to get to. So I think that's a pretty personal thing of, you know, some people are happy, and we wish more people were happy just working out consistently at a average pace every other day, and like not trying to get jacked or not trying to lose a ton, just working out to be healthy and to move. And that's perfectly okay. And in fact, more people should have that approach, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's so important too, because a lot of people I feel are so fixated on working out to lose weight, when in reality, like, just work out, feel good, and then be motivated to maybe lose a couple pounds or lift weight or whatever, gain muscle or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, working out is probably one of the worst things you could try to do to lose weight, to be honest. Like, that's everyone comes in because they want to lose weight, but you don't lose weight by going to the gym and working out. That's not where, that might be part of the equation, but that's not going to be, in fact, the difference maker. In fact, that's probably lower on the order of things. If your true goal is to lose weight, working out is not necessarily meant for that goal.
Yeah, it's more diet.
For losing weight, that's definitely a big part of it.
Wow. So what is your guys' workout look like? Like, do you work out obviously every day, or do you have rest days?
Yeah, usually around six a week.
Six workouts.
Yeah, and then something will happen. So I plan for six, probably end up doing five.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll be tired and I'll listen to my body, or the kids' schedule will kind of get in the way or things like that. I do a lot of our classes here, so that's a lot of fun. I have a lot of fun taking classes with the members.
She does.
Because then I can, you know, I can see what I can, you know, I started out here as a member. So, like, I've been, you know, I've been through the whole, all of Mike's changes of how we've done workouts and things like that. So, so I do a lot of the workouts, and then I do some heavy lifting on my own that I do with my clients. So I kind of test out programming there. But I like to do that. I think lifting heavy is important, especially for women. So I do a lot of that where you do like five sets or five reps, super, super heavy. So yeah. Like a 5x5.
I love that.
Yeah. So those are mine. And then I do some cardio.
Love.
On my own.
She mm-hmm. does join us. She really does.
I love it. She does. It's fun.
It is. It's a good time. It's mm-hmm. She makes it fun.
You should join us. You, but.
You know, you well, not no, anymore. Not, no, but you're in the vicinity.
I'm watching. Yeah. I'm watching cardio? Guys work out.
He's here sometimes.
Oh, yeah,
I
mean.
He's in the building, I should say.
Oh.
He's in the building when mm-hmm. we have our workout sometimes.
But. And do you guys still feel, because obviously you guys own the gym, you're here all the time, and I know Essie like uses working out as a way to decompress. Do you still find that it's that for you, or like when you're here, you're kind of still in boss mode? Like, how does that work?
Well, me personally, I mean, just before you guys came in, I was working out, and I told Kai I got to leave my phone in here, or else I end up being mm-hmm. on my phone and doing work while I'm there, because like it is still our work atmosphere. So like, when I'm out there, I'm not really turning off the work mindset unless like really forced to. So it is tough. I've actually oftentimes thought about getting a gym membership somewhere else just so yeah. I can go work out and clear my head and just get away from everything, you know? Because when I'm here, even when I'm trying to focus, I'll start thinking about something else, like a marketing thing, or I see there's garbage that needs to be taken out, or like stupid stuff, because it's just, you can't shut it off. So that part of it, at least for me personally, is kind of the tougher part of shutting it off. But I can't go through a day without some sort of exercise. Like mm-hmm. I feel off. I feel like crap. Like I definitely don't, like my emotional state is definitely different when I'm not working out. I personally still get all those benefits from working out, even though it is technically at work.
Right. You know? Exactly. So interesting.
And what about you, Cal?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same thing. Like if I'm cranky, I'll just jump on my bike for a little bit, or I'm never cranky in here. It's kind of weird. Like this place is just, I don't know why. Just everything, every stress I have is at the door when I leave it.
Because I get all the bills.
Yeah, it's just.
You've always said that too.
You know how you go to Atlantic City, you're in a casino and you get that high? Mm-hmm. That's how
we
you feel.
We pump oxygen into the gym.
No, I swear to God, that's how you feel when you walk in here. It's like, mm-hmm. oh,
and that, you work out. Yes, and that's what people say to us when they walk in. Like the energy is just so great. So, But yeah, it's funny because my husband always says to me, he's like, you never really work out, because he'll watch me in a class and because I'm talking and I'm this and I'm that. And I'm probably 75% working, and then 25% like my eye on everything, like Mike said, the garbage mm-hmm. cans. I got to check my phone. Is that trial coming in? Does someone need to switch a clap? Like I always have my phone on me because that customer service, like to me, is like no joke. Like I'm going to get back to you in 5 minutes.
It's number one.
Yeah. So
which I could attest to because you do.
Yeah. So I you know, when I'm out there, I am looking at my phone all the time, or I'll be like, hey, you know, so-and-so coach kind of sucked how you did this that way. Make sure next time you look at that. So mm-hmm. my eyes also on it that way. Or, hey, we've done this exercise 3 times in a row. We got to look at our programming. So I'm kind of like all over the place when I'm in there.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, God.
Sorry, I just want to interrupt. You keep talking about programs, so for our chatters, so they know what that is. Can you guys like describe like this week's program for them so they know what we're talking about? Because we didn't really talk about it.
Well, I mean,
do you
basically
know what that is?
So
I know what it is.
Yeah, but programming. Yeah. Right. Programming is just basically the workout that's written out for the day, or for like programming. So we look at the way we write the workouts. We look at quarterly. So we'll map out what the goal is quarterly, and then break it down from there, you know, weekly, daily, and what the workouts are and the exercises and movements, everything. So programming is just kind of the trainer's way of saying writing workouts and writing a workout plan for people.
And do you do that as a team, or does every trainer have their own program?
Well, as a for our small group, our main product here, you'd say, it's all done by our head coach John. Okay. So he programs it for the whole for everybody who comes in. With our private clients, they're done by their personal trainer.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you're my private client, I would write your programming, but if you were taking a group class than John's program is doing. Yeah, he just recently got promoted to head coach in the beginning of this year. So he went full time. He was not full time beforehand, and he's taken on some more responsibilities. So he's doing a great job.
Good.
He is.
Can you tell our chatters? So there's the group programs, and then there's the personal training. When do you think is a good time to switch to personal training? Should you do that together? Like, which, what is the difference? And, like, what kind of client would be better for which? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. You want to take that
it's
one?
It's funny. I have a lot of people who want, who come in thinking they want private one-on-one sessions.
Yes.
And I feel that everybody can handle group because we do modify and make adjustments for every single person. So I personally like to see people in group versus one-on-one because the camaraderie of the class and making friends here is really important to me for them. And that alone motivates people to continue to come. You know, I'm always say, do you have fun? Did you have a great class? And they're like, I hate exercising, but I had a great time. So it's important. I tend to like to put people into the group classes because I think that's going to help them in the long run for longevity and for their goals and just for overall wellness. You know, but of course, and there's people who have specific goals. Like I work with some older women who have some going through menopause who have specific goals. So that's, you know, that's when we take them aside. And we do have a membership that's a hybrid. You know, you do some small group, you do some privates. That's like the best of both worlds.
I love that. That's my answer, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, I second that. It's just pretty much a personal choice, I think. For the most part, I think people will either feel more comfortable working one-on-one with somebody or feel more comfortable in the group. Like we said, our group is no more than five people per per half-hour session, so or half-hour group that comes in. So it's really still just like personal training, just without paying for personal training prices, which is like $150 an hour or so.
Yeah.
So it's really personal. I think most people can and should be in our small group just because there's that opportunity to make any adjustments that's needed for them that, you know, we didn't have when we had 20, 25 people on the floor, which is why we got away from that because we didn't want that,
right.
You know, 25, 30 people in a group and somebody not being able to do something, just kind of standing in the corner or getting lost in the crowd or so. I think the way we run things with the smaller size, it's really for everybody. But ultimately, if someone has like a real, either a specific goal, like if we're working with professional athletes or whatnot, but if someone has like an injury, like someone who's really restricted from doing a lot of stuff and really needs that super specific personal attention, that's when privates are really the best option.
Thank you, guys.
Are you signing up? Is that what's happening here?
Basically.
Okay.
I'm asking all my questions.
If that would get you to come up here, that would be amazing.
Listen, if I lived close by, I would definitely sign up for sure. But
would you?
Yeah. I've been actually working out.
Oh, did you get your weight vest?
I got my weight vest.
Nice.
Good
girl.
I've been doing my cardio. I mean, I get like really good cardio steps like every day because I live in the city. But in addition to, I've been doing extra cardio. I've been squatting. I've been doing my weight vest. Like, I've
good.
Been
good for you.
Doing it. I'm in pain, but I've been doing
that,
it.
Good.
But it's good
and,
pain.
Yeah. And I'm going to take your advice of not, you know, overwhelming my brain and kind of
start
going
small,
like little by little. And not, I think a big thing, like, when it comes to working out is the days that I miss it, I'll, like, get so, like, I'll shame myself for it. Like, oh, you suck. Like, what's wrong with you? And then I'll go into that, and then I just won't do it.
That's so bad.
Versus now, it's like, okay, you missed a day. Start again tomorrow. Or, like, do, like, a 10-minute stretch. And, like, kind of just, like, doing something every day so that, you know, I'm not crazy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is important that self-talk, right? Because you're going to, I mean, it's very common to, you know, talk bad to yourself like
that,
and, you know, especially if you miss a day. Even today, to this day, I feel guilty if I miss a workout. Like,
yeah,
it's just normal.
It's all part of it.
But it's also how you handle that, right? How you talk yourself through that. Say, it's all right. Like, just a day. Tomorrow's another day.
Yeah, you know? Mindset's a really big part of it. And I think like this year, like I took that on. Like, okay, Laura, like different mindset going into it, where it's not this like these crazy goals, is just showing up every day for 10 minutes.
Right.
And yeah, I find that it's been working.
All right. Yay.
Good.
So, well, good for you.
So we'll see.
How's the treadmill going for you?
I love it.
Do you?
Yeah. Okay, I like the incline.
Do you have a treadmill?
I do.
Nice. How much incline do you go on?
Not that much.
That's why I asked it.
I can only I can only do like a speed of 3.5 on an incline of 4.
That's good.
That's well, really I mean, everything's good. They're all different, but that's pretty good.
Yeah. Isn't that good?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's.
And do you guys want to know what I do every morning? Speaking of mindset, okay, I haven't shared
besides
this with.
Besides getting up at 8 a.m.?
So I'm on the treadmill by 9, and what nice. I do, and this is kind of embarrassing, but I'm going to share it because, you know, chatters could use it. I'll listen to affirmations in my ear, and I'll literally speak them out loud. So I'm like climbing the treadmill because I'm really trying to like change my mindset around mm-hmm. things. And I feel like obviously I'm out of breath. Yeah. But at the end, it's like an orgasm because it's like I'm saying all these things out loud and I feel good mentally and physically and it's working.
Oh, that's great.
So anybody out there, listen to those affirmations, but say them out
and
loud.
And repeat them.
Repeat them out loud. Yeah.
How long is this going on for?
The affirmations are 11 minutes. Okay. My entire like workout is 25 minutes.
Okay.
Nice.
So...
Actually, I listen to affirmations. So do my cardio in the morning.
Do you repeat them out loud?
No, I don't do that. But
repeat them
out
loud.
He rides his bike naked outside under his porch.
Well, it's not naked, but yes, it is outside.
I saw. Mm-hmm. No. Wait. Let's make that very clear.
Yeah, what'd you say? Hold on.
What island are you guys on?
No. That came out wrong. I don't mean to. I saw.
But you have access to that website?
No, I saw you had posted that you were
the bike, right?
Yes, thank you. Let's not get me in trouble. Anyway, no, but you do affirmations too?
I listen to them, yeah.
Me and Kelly are just like, no.
I've tried.
She's told me to do that.
So I like the idea of saying them out loud, though. There's something different about that.
But like, give me an example. Like, what am I saying to myself as I'm sweating my ass off here doing what, like, burpees?
Or just going to yell at it.
So, can you imagine? That's what's going to happen on Friday.
So it depends. So there's different ones. There's general life ones. Then you can listen to ones about money. There's ones you can listen to about business.
Okay, just give me one.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I'm like trying to think. I don't know. Simple things like
Mike? Give me one. Somebody?
Well, I listen to business. I mean, a money one. So like...
Yeah.
An affirmation would be like, I'm a magnet for money.
Yeah. Abundance comes to me easily.
I'm a magnet for money.
Abundance comes to me easily.
Right.
So I'm doing a one mile today on this freaking bike you had over here. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm going
to
be screaming out
loud. You don't have to.
No, there's different ones.
You don't have to.
Then no, I'm just like, saying. That's what I would like.
That's what she's saying.
That's what I do.
So that's what I'm going to say. Okay.
Because I feel like saying it out loud, it just does something.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, I heard that if you talk while you're exercising, it's good for your lungs. Is that is that false?
I sing on my Peloton. Everyone upstairs, I'll be like, this one goes out to Andy. And then I'll like sing a Def Leppard song. It's totally off, but like but that really like, it's
next level.
Fun release.
Interesting. But aren't people like hearing you on the...
Yeah, my family's upstairs.
No. Aren't you guys like in a group, like in the...
No. I don't join any of those classes.
Oh, you don't?
I just have a bike.
Oh,
and I love it. Is that your wake-up call for your family in the morning?
Like, no, I try and keep it quiet. It's like Saturday and Sunday mornings after 10, it's whatever.
Oh, I love
I'm allowed
singing.
To sing.
No holds bar at that
and
point.
And they'll text me and they'll be like, can you just shut up?
Yeah,
I'm like,
can
I can't. I'm in
a
song.
Song?
No.
Sorry,
I'll be done
somewhere.
In an hour.
So like...
So yes, I second that.
Right?
Yes.
Back to this abundance stuff, right? So I just have a question.
She's into it.
No, I have... Well, hear me out. So is it like a kind of manifestation?
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You're like speaking into your future.
Because
right now, like, future is uncertain. So it's like the more you speak into it, it's like you're creating your future for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a part of my... I call it AVM to my morning routine. Affirm, visualize, and manifest.
Did you make that up? I love that.
I made it up because it doesn't fit on the line. When I wrote it out, I was tired of writing because I write my morning routine out every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I was tired of writing, affirm, visualize, manifest.
Well, you guys are
so I just put
so
AVM.
Similar. It's, wow. You guys are very similar in that regards.
Yeah. I love all that stuff. I believe in it. I've like seen it like
me too.
Manifest to life for me. So.
Me too.
But treadmill,
and I never did
level.
In the past.
Yep.
I never did until started. Like, it's funny because the more you get into it, like, you understand, like, a lot of people who teach it say, like, you don't understand it until you do it, and you can't
do it until
you understand it. And, like, it's kind of a vicious, like, and if you have to do it a lot and not believe it's working until it starts to work. And then when it starts to work, it's almost like an enlightenment or something.
Yeah.
It's like there's a feeling that it's just things change. And I do believe in it, and I never did in the past.
Yeah, by themselves. It's like a different... You can't not do it now.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I do personally, every morning when I'm on the bike, I do 45 minutes on the bike. So I listen to 30 minutes of affirmations and then 15 minutes are just silent. Just to visualize in my head. And I listen to it in my car on my way into work. Love 30 it. Minutes of affirmations.
Do you listen to anyone specifically?
Some free app. Yeah. So I've been too cheap. Like I want to get these money affirmations, but I can't afford to pay all the apps. I got to get the free one. Like it's got to start working so I can buy the apps. That's like manifest money, $5.99. I'm like, well, I can't do that. It shouldn't be free. Like you're supposed to teach me how to make money or right. manifest money.
Exactly.
But,
I agree.
But yeah, it's definitely. I don't know. It's definitely it's tough to describe and tough to understand unless you actually go through it and feel it and start implementing it.
Yeah, you know? Totally. Wait, let's talk real quick about 75 hard.
Okay.
Yes. So let's do it.
Let's do it.
Andy, I love Andy. Okay, so weirdly enough, like I have this thing in my head where one day I will meet him and I'm gonna do a podcast or we'll all do a podcast with him. I'm obsessed. Never know. So tell us about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess for we'll start at what 75 hard is for a lot of people who don't know what it is. You're referring to Andy Frisella, who created this program. It's 75 days. It's supposed to be hard, of course, that's in the name, but it's doing specific tasks and critical tasks every day, and it's gotten I guess deemed as like a fitness challenge or a weight loss challenge, and it's none of those. The, the point of it is to build discipline and to do things that are not convenient. So one of the things you have to do is work out twice a day, one of them for 45 minutes each. One of them has to be outside, one of them has to be inside, and they have to be split up by 3 hours. So you can't just go like an hour and a half, go for a 45-minute walk, and then come right in and work out. You have to actually plan your day and schedule 45 minutes at this point, 45 minutes at that point, with 3 hours in between. One of the other, another task is to read 10 pages a day. You got to drink a gallon of water a day. You need to take a progress picture every morning or every day. I do it naked? In the morning.
Are you naked?
No, I do it with my shirt off, but not naked, no.
Just checking.
I would, but I don't have a full-length mirror, so you can only see my, so I'm like, what's the point? and I don't think exercising twice a day for 75 days is going to change much from the waist down anyway. So,
And not that area, but maybe your
I mean, where
it
matters.
She's like,
I don't care about my legs.
Your legs, your ass. I mean, yeah. Just saying.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, let's see what else. What did I miss?
Read
10 pages. You got to stick to some diet. Doesn't have to, any diet you want. Like
of from, any book?
Any 10 pages of a personal development book.
Oh, it so has to be. Okay.
It can't be like, you know, Dr. Seuss. It's got to be like a mindset book or a business book or something that's getting you better.
And what are you reading?
Right now, I'm in the middle of How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. Mm-hmm. I start the year off every year by reading that book.
It's a great book.
Yeah. The second one I have up, because I'm hopefully be done with that one soon. What's the next one? I got like a whole. I read when I'm in the bathroom, so I got like my bathroom's like my library. Yeah. So, yeah, probably too much information, but
you have that nice shelving unit in there.
I know, that's where I keep
them. That's a great idea, actually.
Yeah. Let's see, no alcohol for 75 days. I think that's.
Can
I don't know if I'm missing
anything.
Can I ask
who's taking account? Like, who's holding you to that? Like
myself. You just do it. I mean, if you want, you could cheat and say you did it and not do it. But that's kind of like defeats the purpose.
Okay, I didn't know if you have to like log in or someone.
And you
like,
have an app. You kind of click the day, right?
Yeah. Well, there is a they do have an app that you could use to follow along. They have a notebook. They have a lot of stuff. I just use the app to just count my days because I figured I was. Yeah, you know, but you don't need an app to do it. You just keep a calendar, keep a notebook. Like you don't really need anything. But I do use the 75 hard app. Plus, that one was actually $6 too. But I felt like all the free information I get from Andy Frisella, like he puts out a lot of good stuff. I could support his company by spending $6, on it. So, so far so good. I mean, today's my 10th day in, I think. And
so no drinking for you.
Yeah, I think that's
why we're sober on this podcast.
Yeah, not to sound like an alcoholic, but I think that's going to be like the hardest part. You know, it's the no drinking is going to be the hardest part because, like, for example, Saturday I'm going out to dinner with my cousin and his wife and my fiance, and like we're going to go to a steakhouse and I'm going to want to drink and have a couple of drinks. Like, I'm like, no, I'll drink my ice water. You know, you guys can drink. And
get a club soda.
Have the cornhole tournament here.
Oh, you're not going to be able to drink with us?
No. My 75 heart ends, I think, like on your birthday. So, yeah, it's so there's going to be like those are the hardest.
Those events.
You know?
Sure.
And then also like the dessert. Like going out to dinner, having a couple of drinks, having dessert, like that's going to be the hardest part. Other than that, I already
read your lifestyle.
Yeah, well, exactly.
You already did a lot of this stuff, so I don't know how hard it is for you.
It's so far. I mean, it's I don't want to make it like it's no big deal because it's for a lot of people. It is hard, and it is a commitment, but it's not physically hard. Like it's pretty much has been my like I've always. Not only the last couple of years, for the most part, I've worked out twice a day. I do cardio and I do strength training. Mm-hmm. Especially now that I have a dog, I would go out and walk him twice a day for 2 miles at a time. So I'd get 2-hour-long workouts as it is every day, even when I wasn't working out here. So that part of the different, but it's the discipline. You know, it's the going out and I never ate crappy. Like we eat well, you know, we eat healthy for the most part, but also believe in balance and having a few drinks and having dessert and having cookies and whatever. Like, so that's the hardest part is saying no to all that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's integrity. It's showing up for yourself, like, in a completely different way. Mm-hmm. And that's, like, big deal. Wow.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you know when it's all let said and done in 60 days or so.
Well, shameless plug, we are running a challenge. We're doing it for 50 days. And it's going to be kind of building on that, starting off with working out 30 minutes every day. What were the three? Hang on. There was three things that you had to do. And then as 10 days go, we build on. Then you start drinking more water. You eat the rainbow. You read the self-affirmation book, things like that. So we're doing a play on that for our members and an external challenge as well.
When's this?
It's going to start the 31st of January. Ooh. It's a Monday. But it's kind of, yes, you can be a remote person.
I would love to.
Yes, yes.
That would be so
fun. So we're kind of doing a play on that too, because we think it's a great idea. And some people look at that and like the structure of it, but like, that's a lot for people who don't work out at all.
Absolutely.
Two workouts a day, one outside. What?
Yeah.
You know, so we're going to kind of tailor it down a little bit to make it a little more manageable. But off the 75 hard.
So how many days?
50.
Talk to me.
Okay, we'll talk.
Talk to me. I don't know. It sounds
it's going to be so much fun.
I've never like.
But ours is like you. Here's one of the ones again. You can't the alcohol thing. You can drink on Friday and or Saturday, and it has to be clear alcohol with no more than 2 drinks. So that you know what I mean. It's a little give and take.
Yeah.
I like that. I actually might be able to do that one.
Mm-hmm. So basically, it's like building habits, real life habits, like things that you could carry on past. Like if you work out 30 minutes a day and only drink on Friday nights, you're probably going to be okay, right? Like that's the whole point of it. It's not, it's taking the concept of 75 hard and making it more for the person who's looking to get into fitness and create a lifestyle around that. Because I mean, when you're done with, I don't know, I'm not there yet, but when you're done with 75 hard, it's like, do you keep going? Like, it's kind of a lot to keep doing.
What do you think
a lot of
people do? Do you think they stop or take a break and do it again in a month? Like, what
probably. I mean, look, he has like the Live Hard program too, where it's like, it's mapped out for the whole year. It's like, you do 75 hard and then you take a break and then there's this for whatever long. So, to be honest, I don't know. I guess if you do it the right way and it like changes your life, why would you go back?
Right.
Exactly. You know?
Right.
So true. Wow. Love it. Okay. Final question. Cause I know Esty has her segment. That's super fun. I guess in terms of like the future and like the future of Next Gen, where it's going, like where do you guys see yourself in 10 years? Like, I know that's like, obviously what is the bigger vision? Is there one?
10-year vision?
10-year. Let's go 10-year.
10-year vision, would love to have 10 facilities.
Nice.
Mostly owning the real estate. That's the
In New Jersey? Or does it matter?
I don't know. It's a good question. The first few will probably be local. You know? But, I mean, for me personally, the big vision is where we get talking business-wise, wealthy is in the real estate side of things. So yeah. a lot of that would be dependent on the real estate market, migration market. Like if people are moving, like a lot of people moved over the pandemic to like Boise, right? Because it was cheaper and people were living remote. But now there, a lot of people are moving back from there because you can't work remote in a lot of. So like looking at patterns like that would probably come into play at that point. But I don't know, 10 facilities somewhere.
Nice. Hopefully New York.
We'll put one there for you.
Yes.
In the city.
I'll look out for commercial real estate.
Let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
Let us know some cheap
Now's
spots.
Now's a good time to buy.
I'll let you know. Oh, man.
What about you?
What about me? I would like, I get torn between multiple locations because I like, here I know everybody. I know everything about everybody. And I can, you know, and I can really relate with everyone because that we're at that size where I can do that. And I just feel like I would love to own this whole strip and have this whole strip be next gen and have like this be the gym, We everybody closes down because everybody's here. I would like to see that. I'd like to see like a spin room. I'd like to see a sauna. I'd like to see the bath, you know, like all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
So I personally would like to see one. I'd like to, you know, own real estate, obviously, because that's going to help us, you know, save money and stuff. But I'd like to see one ginormous next gen.
I love it.
Where everybody comes.
That's awesome.
I love.
We'd have a train stop.
Yeah.
So you could come from the city and stop here.
That's I'm here. That's I'm there awesome. For it.
Yeah.
I'm there for it.
Love.
So selfishly, I don't want to open up multiple locations because I want to know everybody.
Yeah. I feel like you're just like you love community.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's like I do. You love like to know people on a personal basis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what makes you guys such good partners.
Yes.
That's right.
It's like you really balance each other.
Yeah,
on that.
We do.
I love it.
The yin to the yang.
Yes, it's I like me and you.
Who's yin and who's yang?
Yeah, I love that. I don't know.
Yin is...
You would which
know.
One's which? Yeah,
yeah, you gotta, you're asking, you got to ask her, not me.
That's okay. The one thing I do not know.
No?
No. Oh. I think yin, I want to say it's masculine energy.
All right, well, that's you.
I can just picture the white and the black things, right? And the white with the black circle and black with the white circle.
Yeah, I don't
know. Isn't it an eye? Don't you guys see like a fish in that yin yang thing?
Oh, I can see a fish.
Yeah, yeah. With the eye.
The eye. Yeah,
I can see a fish.
Just like that.
Like that.
Yeah.
I see. Are you yin?
I don't know.
No, I feel like I'm yin.
I don't even know what that means.
Like
I don't know that like the there's a good like we have a definitely have a good balance for sure.
Right.
As do you.
So someone something.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought you would know that stuff.
Maybe we exchange.
Yeah.
Isn't that your part of this relationship to know this?
Yes.
Yeah, that's all you, Laura. I'm really surprised.
I'm getting kicked out.
No, she knows like my sign, my rising moon, all that other shit.
Know, all of it.
She knows all of it. Oh my gosh.
It's the year of the rabbit this year. It's a year of hope.
Oh.
It's actually year 1987. Mm-hmm. It's our Chinese New Year. So we're both rabbits. So we're going to feel
more
at
carrots
home
for
this
you.
Year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But everybody else, good luck.
Oh, no, wow.
I'm kidding.
So we would.
It's a year of hope. The rabbit's just like the worker. It's like goes out, positivity, but like slow movement. So like no drastic, like big vision changes. It's like everyday work.
Mm.
But it's going to be a good year.
All right. I like the number 23. So I'm excited about this year.
I've always felt this was going to be a good year. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Even
I do too.
I've always said, like, I don't know why.
The Jordan year.
The what?
I don't know.
Gordon. Michael Jordan?
The Jordan year?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet Jesus. I can't. Anyway, so I don't know if you guys are familiar, but on our podcast, we have this segment that we do with all our guests, and sometimes we do with
each other.
Because we just love it.
Jinx.
Because we love it so much. It's called This or That.
Mm-hmm.
So because we're in your guys' phenomenal facility.
God, can we actually take a minute to just talk about this amazing podcast room?
Oh, yeah, we have
and
to talk about
the transformation.
Yes,
brought to you by Amazon.
And Jimmy Krause.
And Jimmy Krause, yeah.
You guys did such an amazing job.
Well, wall was done by her husband, Jimmy. He's our master bricklayer.
Right? I told him. I said that Jimmy walked in while you and I were on this wall, and then he's like, you guys need help? We're like, yep.
Yeah, we got like two pieces up, and then he took over.
No, it looks
it's
really good.
Amazing.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, yes, we feel it's just it's cleaner. It was just a mess before, and it just feels clean in here now.
Mm-hmm. And we got a plan to cut a hole in this.
Mm-hmm. Make it a window.
Make it a window.
So we can put our little on-air sign.
Stop it. I love it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's grounding, like the wood, I love.
Did you notice the bottles?
No, I did not. Oh, my God, that's amazing.
We hide them behind the curtains.
That's a good spot.
I love it.
I got those at the Sussex County Fair.
I love it.
Years ago. I found them when I moved out of my apartment.
I love.
June. Stop, I love the Sussex County Fair. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love it. I go every year.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, back to what I was saying.
Oh, yeah. This or that.
Yeah, this or that. So it's just like I decided to do a gym edition.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions all correlated to the gym. I'm going to ask all of us. We're going to go through it.
Cool.
If that's okay.
Let's
she doesn't
it.
Even know the questions.
I don't. Okay. She always surprises me.
It's fun.
Ready?
Yes.
All right. First question. This or that. Squats. I'll do a mic first. Okay. Squats or deadlifts?
Deadlifts.
Squats.
Definitely squats because I've never deadlifted a day in my life.
Never?
Can you show us what a deadlift is?
Yeah. What do you think a deadlift is?
Okay. So you're standing like straight kind of, but your knees are a little bent.
Okay.
And you have the thing.
Barbell?
Yes.
Okay.
And like you go down and you lift it up.
Okay.
Oh, is that it?
You're hired. You could go coach a class right now with that.
I know what it is.
But you've never done one.
No.
Would you?
Sure.
Oh, I love that for you.
Oh, well, next time we have to have a video component here and you can demonstrate all the exercises.
Yeah, that was
I'm
good.
Like beginner 101.
That was good. I was impressed. You did a good job with that.
Yeah,
that was really good.
I try my best.
See, I would pick deadlifts.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Just me. Evenly split.
Yeah.
Okay. What? Can I ask why?
I love deadlifts.
What? Can I ask what it works?
Mike? Kelly?
Because I know what a squat is working. What is a deadlift?
What does
working?
A squat work?
Like your butt. And your thighs,
legs.
Your legs, like all of it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Pretty much say the same thing about a deadlift.
Really?
They're just a little bit different. I mean, deadlift's more
hamstrings.
The back of your body. So like more focused on like your butt and your hamstrings.
No way.
And squats
I
a little
do
more.
A deadlift.
They call it knee dominant, which is a squat because your knee's bending more. Or hip dominant, which is a deadlift because your hips are doing more of the work.
Okay, random question. Have you, during a workout, have you ever seen a person cry? So the reason why I'm asking is because
have you cried?
From exercising too much?
No, from like an emotional release from something. Because so I hear
Jesus.
That I know this is like
I know exactly where this is going.
So basically, I hear that you have a lot of pent up trauma in your body, and when you're exercising, you're releasing whatever emotional thing. So have you ever seen a person cry at the gym, not from pain?
No, I have not.
Okay. I had a lady walk in and cry and hug me because she was just so happy to be somewhere that she was finally, she'd been feeling so crappy about herself. And she walked, I didn't even know her. She just walked in and she just started to cry.
Like sense of belonging.
Yeah. Like she's like, it's a big step walking into a gym, especially if you've been feeling crummy about yourself and you're feeling low. And she came in and it was just the sweetest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
And now she kicks serious ass.
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen people cry because they've done something that they didn't think they could do in the gym.
Really?
Yeah.
Not necessarily like an emotional release, like they were like,
my
like,
hips are released
like saved
and all my
from
trauma.
The workout.
Yeah,
yes.
Not that. More
yeah,
emotional.
No, but like,
more emotional.
Like a example, someone doing a push up who never thought they'd be able to do a push up, right? Like, and that those type of things we see more emotion out of.
Person too. It's so exciting. I end up crying. Like,
I was
going to
say, how does
up,
that make
like,
you feel?
Oh, amazing!
Yeah.
Amazing! Like this is our job. What we're making people feel this good about things that
so
they thought
nice.
They could never do. It's awesome.
Wow,
love so many of those moments here. We're so lucky with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay. Sorry.
All right.
No,
tangent.
Don't be. No, weights or cardio.
Weights.
Oh, I can't say both.
Either or.
I can't say both.
Either or.
No, it's
this
or that.
All right, I'll go with weights.
Okay, cardio.
Cardio.
Yeah, you enjoy it more?
It kills me, but I literally the past 2 weeks, I've, as much as I'm cursing them out in my head, I think every time I walk out the door, I thank them for kicking my ass.
I like the way it makes you feel.
The endorphins of cardio, you can't beat that.
Yeah, interestingly enough, though, for the past 2 weeks, I've increased in weight. If that makes any sense.
Yes, that's awesome.
So I've noticed that. Like today, I've never what I did today here. I've never done my whole 4 years.
Your renegade rows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those and the farmer's carry. I've never did what. And then his the sled. He said it was like three something.
Yeah, he loaded those sleds up
today. Yeah, I've never and. not that, and I didn't know that either. Mm-hmm. Like until after the fact, I looked at her and I was like, how much did you put on that sled? And I didn't even, but I feel like I could, I don't know. It's,
you feel strong.
I don't know what it is, but it's amazing.
Still and, feel good.
And just to go back to your point, like when does somebody know they need to progress? Like there's a lot of people who come in here and they don't want to think. It's tell me what to do, how to exactly. do it, make sure I do it right. And that's when we start, that's when we'll notice again, 5 to 1, like, hey, Esty, you're still smiling while you're doing that, you know, that
right.
dumbbell press. It's time to go up. You
it's
know, like
to cry a little.
So mm-hmm. yeah, so we, you know, and the way John pushes her on weights or things like that, like we help you do that here because we see we've seen your progression. You might not think you can, you know, clean that mm-hmm. that yellow kettlebell, but we know you can.
Yeah, mm-hmm. for sure. No, so that's why I always choose cardio.
That's so great to hear that, Esty.
No,
that's
it was
awesome.
Thank you. But I, and again, like I don't know what the hell's transpired in the past 2 weeks. I've seen such a difference in the programming itself, but even for myself, like mm-hmm. I'm dying inside and I'm cursing, I'm sweating and all this stuff. But when I walk out this door, I don't know. I just feel like amazing.
That's wow. great.
Amazing. Getting stronger.
That's great.
I don't know what the hell it is, but mm-hmm. definitely cardio.
It's working.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they say like the runner's high, right? And that's actually there's a lot of research that shows that that's actually very similar to the high you get from smoking weed and the chemicals that are released in your body, like runner's high. Yeah, like the actual chemical response to runner's high is very similar to the chemical response when you smoke weed. So the runner's high is actually true. They're actually getting the high symptoms, I guess. So, but I do want to clarify one thing. If we're talking about all cardio, like my favorite thing to do is to go out for a walk and walk my dog. And like I do that. I'd go out for a walk for an hour a day. Like that's cardio. Like that is cardio.
Oh, yeah.
And if I had to choose just one thing to do, I would probably choose going out and walking my dog for an hour every day instead of anything else. It's just not high intensity cardio, but it's cardio.
It's cardio.
So, everything is, I guess on a scale, right? Like cardio could be pushing yourself extremely hard till you're in the red and you're dying or going out for a walk, and everything in between. So, I changed my answer a little bit.
It's okay. It's all good. All right. Pre-workout or nothing at all?
I do pre-workout.
I love it.
I know.
What is
it? You can tell when it kicks in.
What is a pre-workout?
Like an energy drink almost for working out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I've never had one.
I would say nothing at all because I know. Mm-hmm.
Makes a difference?
My heart. I've tried it, and in my heart just goes crazy, so I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to be careful with them. Yeah, that's definitely a side effect. I'm trying to remember, you don't drink coffee at all, right? So
You're super sensitive to that. Yeah, that's probably a bad idea.
It wouldn't be good for you.
Yeah.
But I would like to say I did not start drinking pre-workout until I was like 42. So I made it that long.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did you start?
Because I needed it. I just felt draggy.
On top of the coffee?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I did wait. I did wait a considerable time. Like I see kids in high school drinking.
Oh,
that's just, you have the energy there.
Yeah.
You know, like, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I never really drank a lot of it either until recently. And I just started to try it.
It's just a nice kick in the ass. Yeah.
I mean, I personally don't really feel too much anymore. For me, it's just more of my routine. Like I have my pre-workout, I have my inner workout, and then my post-workout. And it's just routine for me. I think I need to switch up the pre-workout because I think you can't get used to.
Oh, totally.
And I got like on Vitamin Shop, it was like first like 5 for 1 or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes. So I just got the same kind for, you know, I've been living off of it.
All right. Headphones or the gym music?
Uh-oh. I don't want to hear your answer.
Mike?
I think I know Esty's answer on this too.
I'm sure you do.
The gym music. But oftentimes I work out in silence. So no music at all.
Headphones.
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 All right. I'm the only weird one here.
But here I listen to your guys.
Well, you could borrow those headphones you have on now.
Right?
We'll plug you in. You'll just have to stand next to
You'll just have to run with the laptop with you. Yeah.
Hip thrusts or kettlebell swings?
Hip thrusts.
Yeah, I'm going to go with hip thrusts.
Same.
All right.
Let's go out there and do some.
Right? Okay. Early morning workout or later in the day workout?
Depends on the type of workout. Cardio or strength.
this or that, Mike. This or that.
I feel like I can't answer this. I love both of them.
Later in the day, I guess, if I had to choose.
Okay.
I like both.
This or that, Kelly.
I guess I'll have to go with afternoon because that's what I've been doing.
Okay.
If I had to choose morning.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Early morning.
Well, let's clarify what early morning is. Like, you get up at, like, 9 o'clock, right?
Yeah,
so that's kind of like afternoon.
9, 10.
Yeah, like, that's our afternoon.
9, 10. Yeah. It's true.
That was a good one. That was good.
But for me, it's morning because my eyes are just connecting to the world. So.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I've been doing my cardio early in the morning, and I do like the way I feel afterwards. Like,
yeah.
So,
but if I do like a Pilates or something, it's always at night. I can't do it in the morning. I'll only do cardio in the morning.
Yeah, well, that's exactly like what I said. It depends on the type of workout. Like, if I don't like lifting weights in the morning. Yeah. I feel weak and tired, and so.
Yeah.
All right. Do you prefer to work out alone or with a gym buddy?
Alone.
I get a better workout alone, but I like people. So with somebody.
Definitely alone.
No, with people. With people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I'm not, I don't push myself when I do it by myself.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I actually agree.
Personally.
I
agree.
All right.
And there's always someone to spot you so you can go heavier.
Exactly.
Right.
Strength training or endurance training?
Strength.
Ditto.
Don't know the difference. You guys, I'm learning so much.
You really are.
High reps, low reps, go that way. So lots of reps until you get really tired, or lower reps but heavier weight?
Lower reps
but with heavier weight. Okay.
So what is that? Is that strength training?
That'd be more strength, yeah.
Okay.
Not endurance. Endurance would be like, go.
Yeah, I'm strength too.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, good.
See, that's fun. Okay. All right, we're going to do hip thrusts as heavy as we can for 5 reps.
There you go.
Let's go.
Lower body workout or an upper body workout?
Oh.
Upper body, I guess. Okay. Yeah, if it's this or that, upper body.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm going to go with lower body because I can lift heavier. I got some nice chunky thighs. So I feel stronger. So I like legs.
I love it. Lower.
I'm going to do upper because my lower back is shot. So.
Okay. Good point.
Warming up or cool down?
Uh-uh. Warming up.
I don't cool down.
Stop.
No, I don't.
I'm surprised.
So warming up.
Okay.
I'm going to go with cool down. So bad. Like, I'm listening to myself. Good. I'm like, Laura, you never warm up. Like, it's not, you know?
I can't. I personally like the warm up. Here is where I learn to instill a cool down. I've never done. Even when we do our, like, their cool down version, whatever you call that here. What does he call that?
What, the parasympathetic breathing, that type of thing?
No, he just said it today too, I forget. I will go over and still like stretch and roll
like
out.
Like a finisher?
Yeah. Okay. Like it's, you know, it's not as like high intensity as we're doing. Okay. But then like I'll still go over on the other side and like roll out and like.
You're good about that. Yeah. You're very good about that.
But I've learned that here to do that because of my body. But you know, I'm all about that.
Right. Well, they're both very important. And I think warming up is definitely neglected by most people.
And it
shouldn't be neglected by most people because it's probably the most important part of the workout, to be honest.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so start doing your warm-ups.
Okay.
All right. Protein shake or a protein bar?
Protein shake.
Shake.
Neither. Chicken.
Is this or that?
Chicken.
What?
Listen, if I could say chicken, I would. You can't say chicken.
Okay, fine. Shake.
I'm giving you a sample on your way out. You'll love it.
Chicken?
Yes. No. Of protein.
Shake.
Oh, okay.
You should take the chicken because eggs are so freaking expensive right now.
That's crazy, right?
Your post is funny, by the way, about that.
Isn't it insane? It pisses me off. I'm going to do a protein bar because the protein shakes I've taken before all taste like crap.
You haven't had ours.
No, I have not.
Valentine's Day, we're going to have a fun one here. We're going to have strawberry banana. And you'll love it.
Okay. Well,
try it. With a heart-shaped straw.
Oh.
That's so cute.
A hike or a run?
Hike.
Run.
Hike.
Hike. Outdoor workout or indoor workout?
I'm going to go outdoor workout.
Indoor.
Outdoor.
Indoor. Interesting.
Hmm.
Okay. Kelly and I were talking. By the way, if this idea comes to light, I just want to copyright it because I can't remember.
Okay. We'll give you all the credit.
Steam room or sauna room?
What's the difference?
One makes you cough.
Right.
One is
evaporation.
Yeah.
The sauna's heat.
Right. I'm going to go sauna.
Yeah, same.
Yep.
Same.
Okay, right. So we're doing it.
Yeah,
so we're putting a sauna in.
We voted.
Putting a sauna in.
Love.
Okay. Burpees or squats?
Squats.
Burpees.
Squats.
Burpees.
I hate a burpee.
I hate a burpee, but they're so effective.
They suck.
They do, but they're really good for you.
I enjoy them, yeah.
Same.
Right. To each his own.
Jump rope or jumping jacks?
Jumping jacks. They're easier.
Jump rope.
Jump rope.
Nah, jump rope's more fun. I'll go jump
rope. It's hard. Jump rope's hard.
Do you guys have the one that records you?
No.
Oh. What? I feel like I have all the gadgets and apparently yet I don't do the workout.
Yeah, what is, really?
I'm telling
what do you,
you
mean
like,
it counts
are you? Are you up late?
I am.
Do you buy a lot
asleep.
Of stuff off of the
yes,
infomercials
my
and stuff?
Insomnia, that's where I am.
She doesn't sleep at all, this girl. I'm going to do jumping jacks, but what are you talking about?
So basically there's this jump rope that acts as a sensor and you hook it up to your phone and it tracks like how many steps.
And you don't
are...
do it?
No, I do it. I love jump rope.
Oh.
What's the most you ever gotten?
God, I don't even remember.
I count. That's the only way I get through. If I had something counting for me, I'd never make it.
Yeah.
If I count, then it's like, okay, I can handle this.
No, I think I've done like 12.
All right.
Hey, it's
next,
a start.
Next you week, guys, it's going to be 14.
It's hard.
Yeah.
I can't. The skier or the bike?
Ugh.
Bike.
Skier.
What?
I knew
like an elliptical?
No.
Like this thing?
No.
It's a bike that goes like this with your legs and your arms, and the skier, you pull a rope down like you're pushing yourself over
that.
To the...
That skier.
I'm going to show you before we leave.
I've done that before.
You have?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to do the skier.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Leg day or arm day?
I guess arm day.
Well, do I have to switch my answer since I picked lower body over upper body?
This or that, Kelly? This
oh,
or that.
All right,
but
upper
now
body.
It's specifically arms.
Yeah, right, leg.
Upper body.
No, that wasn't
arms.
Oh, okay.
I'll do an arm day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to do leg. I'll do a leg.
All right.
All right.
I'll do a leg.
You can do your deadlift?
Yeah. planking or crunches?
Ooh.
Planking.
Crunches.
Crunches.
Crunches. Mm. No, I don't like a plank. Mountain climbers or ropes?
Ropes.
Ropes.
You guys, I don't know.
The mountain, okay. Well, I don't know, I can't show
neither.
You.
Neither.
Mountain climbers when you're in a push-up position and you're like running your knees forward.
God,
like,
no.
And
the like other
running
and
in
ropes.
A plank.
Like running in.
And no. Ropes are the one that they have, and then you just.
Yes,
they're heavy.
Ropes.
Yeah,
yeah, they're fun. It's fun cardio.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll show you those too. Elbow plank or a high plank?
Oh.
Elbow.
Yeah, I'd say low plank.
Yeah.
I'm doing high.
Oh, why?
Elbow. I don't like it.
You see too much stuff on the floor while you're down there?
Yeah, and I just get, I don't know, I don't like it. I don't like how my body feels, like my back, I think.
Oh, okay, okay.
A back squat or a bench press?
Bench
press. That's not fair. That is not fair. They're both amazing.
Yeah.
Are they?
Yes. I'll go back squat though.
Oh.
Bench press.
Yes.
I've done one.
Bench press.
You've
all.
Done one?
Yeah.
Oh, you should come to our competition.
You guys, you know I used to work at a gym when I was in high school?
You did?
Just fun fact.
What did you do? Front desk?
Okay, so I worked, let me, no, actually, yes. And I worked, do you guys remember Curves?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to work
And you
there.
Would go to like well, station to station to station, right?
It was a gym.
What's
and I was
curve?
Like the fitness instructor.
It's for like all women, like 50s and over or something like that? Or
no.
Was there an age?
No, there's no age.
But it
was
all,
women.
It was all women, though.
And
it's
you would,
all women.
You would go from like
station to
station.
Station
to station.
So, it'd
yeah.
be machine, cardio.
Yeah.
And like I was trained to be like the fitness instructor.
She was the instructor. I can't believe
I
we're
was,
finding this out
I was
now.
More like the cheerleader. Like,
yeah.
let's go.
Oh, I could see that for you.
Yeah. I loved it.
Wow.
It is fun, right?
Yeah, it's fun.
Okay. Push-ups or pull-ups?
Push-ups.
Yeah, I like push-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Push-ups, yeah. Pull-ups, like, no.
Mm-hmm.
Barbells or dumbbells?
Dumbbells.
I like barbells.
Dumbbells are individuals?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is our fitness instructor, everyone, from Curbs.
Yeah. Well, they didn't have those at Curbs.
We didn't have those. Exactly. Yeah. But if you want to know how to jump up and down, I'm your girl.
Okay.
Dumbbells. Okay. Circuit training?
Yes.
Or cardio machines?
Circuit training.
Circuit.
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 Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, well, I guess it's coffee or pre-workout.
Oh, that's a hard one. I love them both.
I would choose coffee if I had to choose the two.
Okay.
Well, you drink black coffee, which technically is pre-workout. Mm-hmm. Could be used that, as. Could
I agree. People. I agree with Kelly.
Could be.
Oh, man.
Like, I'm
you
sorry.
You love the pre-workout.
Some... I do. I really do. I go pre-workout.
Coffee.
It doesn't stain your teeth.
I would pick pre-workout because I don't drink either one of them, but definitely, no, neither one, but pre. Okay. Stretch before or you stretch after the workout?
It's a trick question, Mike. Don't answer it.
If I had to choose one, I would choose stretching before. But I think you should do both.
Right. Yeah, I'd go after.
After. After, yeah, same. A smoothie or a protein shake?
Protein shake. Can't call it a smoothie.
Yeah.
You can.
Well, it's not a protein shake. It's a smoothie.
Right.
Have you ever been to like main big gyms, like Retro or whatever? They call it a smoothie bar.
Is it a protein shake?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, they don't know what they're saying.
Yeah, but a lot of people call them smoothies.
I'll go with protein shake.
I mean, smoothie.
Smoothie, too. Yeah, same.
I mean, smoothie. Same. With a side of chicken.
Same. sit-ups or planking?
Didn't we do that?
We did that.
Did I?
Yeah.
Like the crunches and or planking.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still going to stick with planking.
Mike's the only planker. Mm-hmm.
No,
group.
Set up.
Okay. TRX, which...
I know what TRX is.
Or pull-ups.
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 I'm going to go with TRX because I know what it is.
Okay.
And I've done it at the New York Sports Club.
Same. All right. These are both my favorite. So, pulling the sled or tire flips. Both my favorite things to do.
I like the sled.
I've never flipped a tire. I can't pick this. I can't get my hands under this tire. It makes me sad.
I love it.
But this I'll go sled.
I mean, I'd love to flip a tire. I've never done it, but
we'll go out there and do it afterwards.
By the way, we found that
you
tire.
You got a full workout
woods.
Here going now.
God, I'm not ready.
You could have a whole workout by the time you leave.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do it. There's something about when you flip a tire, what it does to your like. I don't know how it's like a feeling I've never experienced.
It's like you get out your aggression, I feel.
It's like all my anger just for like 20 years when we're out the door.
I
like,
can see that. I can feel that.
Yeah, no. When I used to do CrossFit, I used to do that shit all the time. Mm-hmm. I love it. Okay. Wall balls or wall sit?
Wall balls.
I'll take the sit.
Wall sit because I don't know what a wall ball is. What is that?
You just throw a ball at the wall, and then you squat, and then stand up and throw the ball at the wall, and then squat and stand up and throw. Wall sit.
Wall sit.
I'm doing wall ball. All
right.
Medicine ball slams,
mm-hmm.
or a beast crawl.
I'm going slams.
Me too.
Same.
Same. Do you know what that is?
No.
I'll just add it to the workout.
Oh, God.
You're going to check everything off that she has to do before she leaves.
And the last one.
Okay.
A push press or front squat?
Oh.
Push press. I hate front squats.
Why? Because it's uncomfortable?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess I'll say the same.
So is there like an encyclopedia 101 on fitness terms? Because
no,
we're just
making this shit up as we go.
Like what is a front squat? What? I don't know.
Well, we'll show you when we go out
there.
No, we'll add it to your workout.
We'll make Mike do it. Our new guy. We'll have our
new guy demonstrate everything.
Oh, my gosh. You guys.
Yeah. No, a front squat is just where you hold the bar. So you're holding the bar in front. A back squat is you're holding the bar on your back.
Oh, back squat.
Back squat,
You know.
Yeah, no, pretty good.
Not bad.
That was
pretty
fun, Esty. Thank you.
It was fun.
Thank you guys so much for coming on.
Yes,
we learned so many valuable things.
We're honored to be here.
Yes, we are. I can't wait to have you guys back on.
Okay.
You're totally coming back on.
Yeah, let's do it.
It was an honor to have you guys on. And as always, we're going to do a swap again.
We're going to do a what?
Another swap.
I don't understand.
What's a
like
swap?
Swapping partners?
No, we'll come back on yours. You guys come back
I was like, is this another term that I don't know? I'm like, I thought the games were over.
No, we're done. We're done.
I thought you meant like you and I are going to do a podcast and then they're going to do a podcast. Well, we'll do a podcast.
We can do that.
That would be fun. Swap
around.
We could do that too. Hey, I'm open to it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. You guys, thank you so much. Actually, we're going to end on a gratitude section. So what are you guys grateful for? Kel?
Cool. Putting you on the spot first.
There's so many things. There's so many things. Are you going to make me just pick one?
Yeah, this or that.
I think I can say that I am grateful for my family and the safety of my family.
Oh, I love.
Yeah.
So sweet. Mm-hmm. You don't want to go?
No,
I got to go.
I know.
No, I laugh, but I mean, actually, I have my little book right here that I created myself, and every day. At the end of the day, I write what I'm grateful for. Ooh, so I could tell you what.
Read us yesterday's.
Stop it. I have it in my phone too.
Well, yesterday's was not fun. Okay. But so yesterday's was the opportunity to have the opportunity to just stop on my way home and pick up whatever I need from the supermarket. There's a lot of people who don't have that chance, that opportunity. Mm. And also was grateful for the body I have and the ability to adapt and change and get stronger as I push it. So those were my yesterday.
What was the next day? Yeah. Let's just read them all.
Let's just do it all.
Let's see.
You created this book?
Yeah. So I took all like the...
like your favorite...
planners and shit. I just put it together.
See, you guys should sell that. I would buy it.
Oh, it's coming. We already got one.
Do you really want me to go through all my...
Well, I want to hear your next one.
All right. So the day before that, I was grateful for Victoria and everything about her, all of her quirks included. That's what makes her who she is, and I love her very much for that.
All right. Aww, that's perfect one to end on.
Oh, no. I think he wants to show.
Oh, you want more?
I'll keep going.
Wait, tell me the first of the year. What was that?
A good one.
It's January 2nd.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm grateful for Victoria's love and dedication to me. I'm grateful for how lucky I am to have adopted Winston. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful for all the things in my life that other people have contributed to.
Mm.
So.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah, you're in here a bunch of times.
Oh, that's nice.
Jimmy's in the next one.
Oh, he is? Read that one.
You want me to read this one? Might as well just go through them all. All right, so January 3rd, I'm grateful for how happy Winston makes Victoria.
Oh.
Winston's my dog.
Aww.
But she's like unconditionally like happy or whatever. The life that I have to build and continue to build, and for Jimmy training hard all the time and executing when he had to.
Oh, how nice.
Aww.
That's a nice one.
That's sweet.
January 3rd. no, but.
I love it.
That's cute.
So, yeah.
Laura? All right, what do you guys have?
What do you have in there?
Yeah, open up that phone.
Okay, I have like way too many. Like every day I have
Or like how you have dots
many.
Next mm-hmm. to it.
I have dots. But my favorite one, it was from 1/9, and I had spent the morning with my mom,
mm-hmm.
and I was very grateful for that just because she's getting older,
yeah.
and I feel like just having time with her, it's like very special to me, especially I don't have my dad, so it's like, I don't know, she's like my best friend,
mm-hmm.
and just, I mean, she's just really funny. So
that's good, and it's good to recognize that. I think about that a lot. Like every time I see my parents, I feel like they're getting older,
yeah.
and I just take it for granted that they're here.
You know?
And it's just you really got to stop it.
Exactly. I like shifted. Like, oh my God, this is like you know, limited time, and it's like I give her my everything now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm grateful for her.
Oh, good one.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
that's a good one.
And grateful for my mama.
Yeah, and just like I go off of what you're saying. There's a lot of times where you kind of take that for granted, right?
Yeah.
That they're not there. And I remember like. I always tried to call my mother a couple times a week on the way home from here. And it would always be like, ugh, I got nothing to say, got nothing to talk about. And then after she passed away, it was like, fuck, I wish I could call her every day now. You know, so like I try to call my dad often leaving here at night. And then there's like a lot of times where I still have that. I'm like, ugh, I have nothing to talk about. Yeah. But then I'm like, just remember how you felt with your mom. And then now she's gone and you can't do that. So keeping that in the forefront of your mind is because it's easy to kind of take
for granted.
And what those calls mean to him, though, too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know?
Definitely.
Absolutely. Definitely. So, yeah, I'm grateful for my mama.
Nice.
All right, Esty. I know next gen's number one.
Mm-hmm.
So truthfully, I was dead ass. What I'm going to say is I'm really grateful for this. Obviously meeting you guys was as a member, but then now coming and being working collaboratively with you guys and doing the podcast and the studio,
so fun,
and like the relationships that we've established, mm-hmm. I genuinely, authentically am grateful for that. Like, you've given us a platform and I'm grateful for that. So I love our friendship, our relationship that we've established. And I really do thank you guys for that, because we're just comfortable. And like, for you, it's accepted like family. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it means a lot to me, that more than you guys, I think I tell you. So definitely. Aww. So thank you for that.
I love that one.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you guys much.
Yes.
Can't wait till the next one.
Okay, we'll have to set a date.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And until next time.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.